Finally today, let me introduce you to Dina El Wedidi. She's a popular singer from Egypt, whom I had the pleasure to meet here in Boston. You're a pop star, and some in Cairo would say you're a superstar. You've had hits on Egyptian radio. You get large turnouts at concerts. Do people stop you in the streets of Cairo when they see you?
Yes, sometimes of them. I'm not that famous. I consider myself not that famous.
Okay, she's being modest there. Dina El Wedidi packs them in at concerts all over Egypt. And Bostonians got to see her show recently when she was in town.
First time to me to sing in English with you tonight.
This was not a packed house like in Cairo. And the audience here in Boston was mixed. Women, men, young and old. So I asked Wedidi to describe the typical turnout at her shows back in Egypt.
If you ask me what is your fans, I will say any age, they can come to my concerts, but especially from 15 to 25 years old. They are really targeting our concerts. There is a woman, there is girls, a lot of girls and women is coming also, but not like men's. They are like, I have huge people like that. I wish more and more later.
I mean, it's not unheard of course, in Egypt to have women who are singers. Of course, the great Umm Kulthum,
yeah.
Very famous. Today, in 2018, what does it mean for young Egyptian women to see an empowered woman singer on stage like you?
This is a very hard question. I believe there is a lot of change happening right now in the music scene in the Middle East, especially in Egypt. So I hope that give an inspiration for any other women to have a chance to express about her talent or whatever, being an artist. So for me, it's always a great chance when I receive messages after my concerts from fans like, hey, can you let me know how to start playing oud? And can you check this cover? I covered this song for you. So I really like when I received from this young generations this kind of messages.
And the oud player in your ensemble is also a woman. I mean, that,
yeah.
It seems pretty unconventional in the Middle East. Am I right?
Yes. It's a rare to find women playing music and also together. For me, the challenge is like to make men's and women's like playing together and present really professional musicians from Egypt and at the same time respectable people. And yeah, her name is Belkis. I met her like in Cairo and I saw her project and we kept in touch, and I thought she's amazing being with us also. She's really creative, yeah.
So, of course, the background for your music right now is the current political scene in Egypt, which is not one that totally embraces freedom of speech. How limited do you feel by the current politics in Egypt?
I don't consider myself as an activist singer, but right now it's fine. Until now, yeah. But, of course, like any other places in Middle East, you can find, or in the whole world, you find some censorships. You find also you can't every time do whatever you want to do, like extremely, you go far.
So I just want to ask you about one mashup that you performed. It was an Egyptian composition, your composition,
yeah,
with Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up.
Yeah, this mashup, my producer many years ago, he asked me, think about this mashup. And I love the idea. I felt like I really loved Bob Marley's song, Get Up, Stand Up. And I felt like this is amazing to do it.
Leave you with Dina El Wedidi's cover of Get Up, Stand Up. She was here in Boston as part of Boston University's Global Music Festival and with support from the State Department's Center Stage program. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you back here tomorrow.